Be still and know. We live in a world that is continuously passing away. Observing this in his day, Solomon sadly commented, "One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh." And he added, "But the earth abideth forever." This earth has witnessed the coming and going of many generations. It has seen many civilizations come and go. There's nothing stable in human affairs. Today, as thousands of years ago, Mount Sinai lifts its craggy outlines against the gray dawn. It has not noticeably changed since the time when the children of Israel camped at its base, but for centuries their bones have lain in the desert sands. Columnist John R. Gunn reminds us that this process of the coming and going of the generations still goes on. Very soon, our generation will be gone. Others, now unborn, will live in our houses, use our furniture, read our books, run our businesses, fill all the places we fill. There is nothing more pathetic than the thought of generations coming and going, while the scenes amidst which they play their brief part remain the same. If there is no more to be said, then life is a futility and sheer vanity. But there is more to say. The mystic Apostle John tells us, "The world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Man was made for an infinitely larger life than his existence on earth reveals. This earth is not our home. We are but lodgers here. Beyond is the Father's house. Love, rest, home. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from the book of 1 John. "He that doeth the will of God abideth forever."